Blog Talk Radio.
Is everybody on a line?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Okay. We're here. It's good vibes and we're back. Today is October the 14th, 2015, and it is 8:01. I have some lovely guests on the line. Hi guys.
Hi.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
John, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Dominique.
Hey, Dom.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. Oh, my gosh, I miss you guys.
I miss you guys too.
I miss you too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, of course, good vibes. Nothing has changed. What gave you guys good vibes today? Nothing's changed.
I guess I can go first. What gave me good vibes today was my little sister. I took her to dance class today, and just seeing her with her friends in dance class and, like, ballet and jazz is, like, growing up and stuff, and she's actually, like, getting the moves and stuff, so that gave me good vibes today.
That's good.
That's cute.
What about you,
Casey? Think what gave me good vibes? My nephew. He's just the cutest thing ever, and I finally figured out how to make him laugh while he's awake.
Oh,
it is so cute because like the first couple of weeks he only laughed, like only smiled in his sleep or whatever, but now he smiles while he's awake and he laughs, and it's just so cute and it just makes you so happy.
Okay, sorry, I'm playing the music in the background. How is it not too loud?
It is low-key loud, but
yeah, I think it's fixing itself. But, okay, so the question of the hour for tonight is, like, super, uber juicy, right? So, where do you draw the line when texting the opposite sex while you're in a relationship? Now, a lot of people have chimed in on this, and I'm going to give you guys, of course, a chance to chime in, too. But hold up. First of all, I didn't even say what gave me good vibes today.
I was about to say, you can't do that.
Okay, what gave me good vibes today? I found out that my program that I'm in school, I thought it was over in 10 months. I thought it would be over next August. But it's actually over next June. Praise the Lord.
Yay!
That's
I'm so happy because, girl, woo! American University is kicking my butt. But
girl,
no.
You got this. I told you.
You got this. Me there. That's not important. I was trying to play music at the beginning too. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. So maybe the music thing isn't gonna work today for some reason.
No, you can't do it.
Yeah,
it's not working. I don't know. But
okay,
before we hit the question of the hour, let's do like a little recap. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in years. What's going on? Anything new? What about the summer? How was you guys' summer? The last time we were all on the radio together was in like May. So what's
going
on?
Oh my God.
This has been new. That was mad long ago.
I can't remember half the stuff that happened between then and now.
How was you guys' summer, like overall?
It was good. I spent the summer working with the Peace Athletic League. So I was surrounded by little kids from like ages 6 to 16. That was kind of cool, kind of like play games with them and try to like inspire them and, you know, motivate them to be better and give them a place to hang out, such as being inside the house or, you know, with the wrong people. It was really cool because I felt like at the end of the summer I saw the effect that I had on the kids. So that was kind of rewarding. So that's kind of made my summer special.
Aww.
Yeah. Other than that,
I didn't know you were. Oh, sorry. Wait, what else are you saying?
Also, other than that, I've been hanging out with family, you know, having a lot more family time than I've had in the past, but I was good. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What about you? Did you go on any type of vacation? Did you leave New York, Dom?
No.
No? Yeah, me either. I don't go anywhere either.
Like, please, to come visit y'all, that was about it, but...
That's all I did. I just traveled. I didn't really work like that.
Travel
where?
Really? Yeah, remember I went back to New York.
What is going on?
And then I was in New Jersey for a minute, and then I was in Atlanta for a while. And then...
Oh, yeah, you did go to Atlanta. Tracy, you popped
it. Right.
Stop it. And then other than that, I've just been so busy with my nephew and then trying to get, like, stuff ready to get my head back in the school game, trying to get ready for medical school because this thing is not a joke.
Ow.
Oh, believe me. I know.
Oh, yeah.
So, I can only imagine.
Yep. What have you been up to, Ryan?
Yeah. Nothing at all besides school and work getting the best of me, literally.
Like, girl, go ahead, get that money, get the education,
right? And work, seriously. But anyway, we can hit on the question of the hour now. So where does the line, like, first of all, is there even a line being drawn nowadays? That's the question. Like,
I mean, there should be.
I mean, I feel like if you're in a relationship and you're texting a guy, it should be, like, work-related, like, it's, like, if you can't, you know, like, if you're in that type of position where, like, you're supposed to email your coworkers and you can't, you can shoot a text, that's probably the only reason why you're texting a guy that's not family.
Wait, so you said texting should only be, like, work-related?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, you can have guy friends, but, like, I don't know, if you, definitely if you know that the guy liked you at one point, you shouldn't be texting him when you're in a relationship. Because even though you might be, like, platonic, if you know the guy had liked you at one point, you know, you just, like, you know, put yourself in that position where you're giving him hope or, you know. That's what I think.
Wow. I think, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, let's go to a music break really quick, and then let's give, you know, us a little bit of time to digest the question and to think about it a little bit, and then we will be right
now
back.
I don't. Okay.
crossroad with path what I choose.
Stuck and frustrated, I waited, debated.
But something to happen, it just wouldn't fit in.
I thought what I wanted was something I needed.
When mama said no, then I just should have heeded.
This night I slept till the poison was gone.
All of the past is gone.
The number is 619-638-8432. But okay, so Dom basically said that unless it's professional or unless it's like business related, right? There's no other reason.
And also like talking. I mean that's like one of the lines I'm saying, like, especially the line should be drawn if you're in a relationship and you know that the person, the guy that you're texting, that's not your boyfriend, liked you at some point. So that's so like,
okay.
So that's so like, even though you guys could talk, even though like, you guys are like texting like regularly or like nothing too serious, it's the fact that you had that contact and, you know, unresolved, you know, feelings and stuff like that, confess to her that way. So that's what I think.
That's true.
Okay. So what do you think, Casey?
as long as it's not being disrespectful, because I feel like you can genuinely have a conversation with somebody of the opposite sex that is not, like, you know, disrespectful to your relationship.
But, okay, someone already said the disrespect thing, right? One of the people who I asked about the same question, she says, her name is Candy. She says, I feel as long as whoever he's texting knows he has a girlfriend or whatever and doesn't disrespect our relationship, then it's fine, and vice versa. So I asked her, okay, so what's disrespecting your relationship? And she says, inappropriate or sexual conversation, stuff they wouldn't want you doing, basically.
Exactly.
And that was her answer. So for you, my question is, do you think that you can be disrespectful without being inappropriate, quote unquote, or even being sexual?
Yes.
Without being inappropriate. Actually, yes.
So what would be your level?
If a girl was to text, like, my boyfriend, said I have a boyfriend. If a girl was to text my boyfriend, like, oh, like, something like, you could do better, or, like, I'm trying to whatever, whatever, it should not be a sexual thing, but it's important,
yeah,
and that's respectful to our relationship.
Especially, okay, like, if you're a girl and you're texting a guy that's such a boyfriend, you're complaining about your boyfriend, like, he don't do this, he don't do that, like, instead of, like, working that relationship out, like, you complaining to a guy, like, that's just, like, giving him, like, oh, I can slide in because he ain't treating her right type of thing. You're not being sexual. Mm-hmm. She's probably just venting to him. But that's, like, you know, like, another thing, like, another opening of where, like, you know, the big time.
Yeah. And also,
okay, so
I
that's
feel
another
like,
point. No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I was about to say, I feel like if you didn't know the person before you guys got in a relationship, like, I just feel like it doesn't make sense to try to get to know somebody of the opposite sex while you're in a relationship.
Mm.
Like, I understand already had a best friend, already had a female friend, whatever, whatever, and you guys are cool. You can talk to her without being disrespectful. But if you just meet somebody and y'all text every day, for what? Like, you obviously have somebody else to text. Like, don't do that. That's a no-go. Also, you can't be texting at all types of hours. Like, don't text nobody that's in a relationship after 11 o'clock. That's not. Okay.
That's funny. My cousin, Terry, she commented on my Facebook, and she was like, 5 p.m. after business hours.
Oh God.
I'm like, oh, Lord. Okay, so that's wait a minute. True. Back to what you were saying before with, back to what Dawn was saying regarding the disrespecting and somebody texting your boyfriend or whatever, basically disrespecting you or disrespecting or kind of like you venting to somebody else about your boyfriend. So can you not text someone of the opposite sex when you're like emotional or vulnerable? Or, like, is that when a line should be drawn, when you feel a certain type of way?
I think it depends on who you're texting. Like, if it's, like, your best friend that you know you could never, well, you can never say never.
You have to use that
know.
Little best friend term lightly. Really dick.
Listen.
That's true.
But it's, like,
know.
Honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with maturity. Like, if you are friends with a person and you know that they have your best interest at heart and they wouldn't want to disrespect your relationship, and you guys have that respect and understanding with each other, then it's okay to go ahead and talk to them about it, I think. Because I feel like if they do have your best interest at heart, they're not going to, like, take advantage of the fact that you're vulnerable and actually try to help you in your situation.
Yeah, I agree with Tracy. Like, if it's a conversation where you're venting and you're emotional, and you're kind of, like, seeking guidance and help versus saying just, like, the straight bashing and the person agreeing, that's, like, you know, that's not helpful. So, yeah, I agree with Tracy on that, where it's, like, the person will help you. It's not straight, this is not successful.
Okay, let me read some more responses, and let's see if our opinion or whatever changes a little bit. Okay, so someone named Brian, this is a guy's opinion, and I thought this was interesting. So he says, you draw the line as soon as it starts to get serious. And I asked him, what do you mean by getting serious? And he says, serious as in your own relationship. So you don't text anybody if you're in a serious relationship. So I asked him, so you don't have any conversations through text with females while you're in a serious relationship? And he was like, no, I don't, because it's disrespectful to my relationship and to my girl. But if my girl knows about a home girl of mine, then that's different. But nah, I don't do that because what my girl.
Okay.
That's like, but I'm like, you lying.
That is such a lie. He was good
until that homegirl.
All of us are like just giving a best answer. Like honestly, wait a minute.
I was about to say
that. Not even.
He do too much because I don't believe that. You can't sit here and tell me you don't text no other girls except for a quote-unquote homegirl.
Exactly.
Like, a homegirl could be anybody, okay?
Exactly. Homegirl is just one of those words, like, really? Just the homegirl, like,
mm-hmm.
It could be anybody.
What is a homegirl?
I don't know. I think it's a lot that goes into this. Like, it's very, what's the word? Situational. Because, like, how Don was saying, if it's somebody that you were involved with in the past, it's not really, like, smart to talk to them about your relationship or to text them while you're in a relationship. But, like, what if they're the type of friend that really has your best interest at heart and they know that you're in a relationship, so they wouldn't go, like, they wouldn't cross the line. Like, they wouldn't go that far. Because I've been in that situation where I was in a relationship, but I still had conversations.
Stop it. Do your thing.
Shut up. I still had conversations with somebody that I was involved with at one point, and it never at any point got disrespectful. And it was actually like, he actually came to me and said, he was like, I have girl problems. And he wanted me to help him with his girl problems. I helped him. Like, I didn't, like, you know, it's not really, it didn't get disrespectful. It didn't get, you know, out of bounds or nothing. Like, it's possible. I think just as long as y'all have mutual respect and you understand and you're mature or whatever, it works. But
well,
also,
I think
you can't keep stuff like that from your partner, because if they were to find out that you was having, like, hour-long conversations with somebody that, you know, you once knew, it's, like, kind of like you get the side eye. But if
basically,
like,
you
want
to know who your partner is talking to, like every single person they talk to, if it's
no,
over,
no.
Like, if
but
I'm saying if
but
it's
like,
female and it's like, oh, I actually had this deep discussion with this girl about this,
exactly.
Or
but the
and
person
you
that
know?
I used
you
to mess
know?
With, no, if you have a conversation with your ex or somebody that you used to mess with, and it was a deep conversation, or it's like, you know, whatever, like, I would like to know, because I don't want to, like, be in a situation where. How do I explain it? Like, you know, people, like, take a lot of things for granted, or, like, they misconstrue a lot of things. So, like, I don't know. I don't really know how to put it, but it can get tricky.
Okay. Let's read another one. So, Alexis, she wrote, once you start to share intimate feelings about situations or what you're going through, I believe you allow yourself to open up to temptation and possibly wanting to talk to the other person more than your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowing that person to be what your girlfriend or boyfriend is supposed to be to you. Once the communication goes past just catching up and way deeper than just a casual, how are you, that's when it needs to be shut down. That's what Alexa said.
Preach up.
But listen, you can say, like, okay, that's when it needs to be shut down. But, like, realistically, if you have this guy friend, right, and you're like, okay, I'm telling him my deepest secret. This has nothing to do. This is not me. This is somebody else, right? So this has nothing to do with, you know, anything, like, revolving a relationship or anything, you know, like y'all aren't disrespecting or anything. It's, like, like casual, you know. It has nothing to do with the relationship or nothing. But it's just something that starts to happen a little bit more, like, recurring. It happens every day now. Then it happens, like, in the morning.
Okay,
now.
That's
now
different.
It's happening at night. Then it's, like, starting
that's
to get
different.
More. Like, what do you say to this guy? What do you and has a, you know, and you have a girlfriend or boyfriend. What do?
You tell
you
them,
like, okay,
well, they should. They
I have
should
a boyfriend.
Know.
Like, this is doing a lot. I can't text you anymore.
Not I can't text you anymore, but, like, we gotta, like, you know,
take it down
a couple notches, like, calm down. We could talk maybe, like, every week or something, but not every day. That's definitely not okay.
Yeah, especially
that's
when you get to,
like,
when you start wondering, like, if you don't get a text from them, you, like,
something or something's wrong, that's when you know it's not.
Oh,
like, you shouldn't be like
a whole
game.
Nother level.
No, that's how I feel though. I feel like you it's okay. I would allow my boyfriend to sex females or whatever, but as long as it's not to the point where if I see it, you would be like ready to snatch your phone away from me. You know, like you don't want me to see it. You know, if I see it, it's not gonna be good. Then I'm like,
okay,
so what are you trying to hide?
True. I don't know. Even on our part, like we all say, like something that somebody else would do. Like you can end up being the one to cross the line. And I just feel like if I feel like something I'm about to say to somebody that I'm not in a relationship with, so let's say I was talking to my guy friend and I was about to send him a message and I'm like, I don't know if that crosses the line. I just think, like, what if I saw a girl text that to my boyfriend? Would I feel some type of way? If the answer is yes, then I don't send it.
That's a good thing to do.
But think of it this way, like, you know, what if you and your boyfriend and the guy you fucked is on the group chat? What would you say? What would you wouldn't say?
So
that is so next.
Think about it that way. Like, if you, like, text the way you would text if your boyfriend was in the group chat.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to think about
it. And that negates all problems. Like you were saying, like, if, you know, if I were to see the text or something that you should be ashamed of or worry about me seeing, like, if I was there and with the in the conversation, then that's the way you guys should text.
That's true. Somebody else on Instagram, her name is Ray, she says, if it's not family, friends you've known before him, then keep it brief. Business, school projects, etc. can be talked about, but anything beyond that, she says, I literally just asked, what's the purpose of this conversation? If it's not any of the above, she'll kind of use herself. That's what she said. And I totally agree with that.
What
like,
is the purpose?
I feel like with me, if a conversation is getting to be like, oh, like you don't see much, I just go ghost, bye, good night.
Yeah.
I don't.
I just stop replying.
Yeah, you don't see much. But
I don't know.
What is the purpose of this conversation? That's a good one.
That is a good one. But I have some more, you guys. I don't know. So, like, is there any rules you guys want to, like, create for this? Do you guys think? Yeah. Who's audio right now? I think it's Tracy.
Tracy did what?
I said, I think it's your audio right now that is giving too much extra
value.
Sorry.
Yep. Anywho, go ahead.
I would say it's like the same thing I said before. If text as if your boyfriend or girlfriend is in the group chat, because I feel like that's just
so
like,
you wouldn't text anything you wouldn't want your boyfriend to see right then and there. Okay. What about
also,
you?
Also, don't text after like hours. Like if you wouldn't call somebody's house phone after a certain time, don't text them after that certain time.
Okay. Somebody's house phone. Oh.
Yeah, it's just like you can't call them
remember back in the day when it's like your mother knew, like you would get in trouble if that house phone rang at like 8 o'clock.
Right? How dare you?
And then your mother answered the phone and the person like, can I speak to Ryan? Don't even say hi to your mother. Oh my god, guys, so much trouble.
Mom, I didn't tell him to call me. I told him.
Yeah.
Look, it wasn't my fault.
I think for me with this, I think it's the same thing with Dom. Not literally, like, imagine he's in a group chat. But
you know how literal.
I would definitely put his face. If I see a message and it's like, okay, is he gonna like this or not? No.
Nah.
Okay, let me just.
Yeah, literally, like, if you can let him read through your conversation, then it's fine. If you feel like there's something that he's gonna get mad at or feel some type of way towards, then you should stay away from that.
Okay. I have some more responses too. Should we go on a break first before I do the more responses?
I mean,
it's already 8:30. Sheesh.
Right. I like we've been talking so much.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go on a break, and we be right back. Okay, we back. You guys here?
Yes, yep. Ma'am.
Oh, that audio was good. I like that one. Okay, so I do have a couple more responses. Again, if anybody wants to call in, a couple people said they tried to call in and it keeps ending the call or something. Try again. Please try again. It's 619-638-8432. The question is, where do you draw the line when texting the opposite sex while you're in a relationship? So someone says, when they feel comfortable enough to call or text at any time of the night or the morning, they should never get that comfortable, and I should never make them feel that comfortable. The line is drawn at communication only between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. I love, like, the directness of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone else says, don't text me after 12. I really don't know. I haven't had male friends and a boyfriend in so long. I feel you, though. But 12, like 12 midnight, I think that's a little, too late.
That's a little too late. Like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock is a good one. I feel like it don't even matter the time. Like, if I'm in bed, don't. Nah.
Yeah. I see, like,
I can't even do that because I've been in bed late as hell. No. So.
Are you going to be comfy? Nah.
Yeah, no, that's not a good one. You can't. That's a good rule. Don't text anybody of the opposite sex while you're in the bed. Nah. I like that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I wouldn't
sick?
Do that.
Think you
got a
bed.
You said, what if you're sick?
Yeah.
Or, like, what if you wake up late and you just, like, chilling in bed, you don't got nothing to do?
Right.
Okay. So, let's narrow this down a little bit. Okay, definitely, if it's, like, late and you're about to go to sleep, like, you had a long day, you're about to go to sleep,
when you get in bed to like get comfy, like even if you're not going to sleep, when it's like your downtime, you put your headscarf on and stuff, and you extra comfy.
Don't text me while I got on my bonnet. Basically,
it works for the morning time. And at night, if my bonnet is on, if my headset
is on.
Then
no boy, no.
But, like.
I mean, at the same time, you can always
you
say
like
go on y'all
the next
have to
day and you keep your hair wrapped all day. Like, you can't.
No, for real, I was saying, like, they can text you at 10 o'clock, but you don't have to reply, so.
That's what
right.
I'm talking about.
And then when you do reply, just be like, huh?
That's the question. When do you not reply? Like, when do you draw the line? Not when do they draw the line, because people are going to do whatever
Exactly. That's what to say. Yeah,
I guess because people sleep different times. I guess whenever is your bedtime or whatever, I don't know. Bedtime,
whenever you're
calling.
Whenever you feel like you should be talking
to Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Like, whenever you feel like there should be boyfriend, girlfriend time, you don't be texting nobody else. That's disrespectful.
That's a good one. So going back to what Alexis said earlier, with talking to somebody about something personal, getting intimate, telling them about something that's really been on your mind, or getting into like a real deep conversation, is that acceptable?
I think it is, as long as you don't like cross no boundaries. Because honestly, whatever is on your mind, 50% of the time could be about your partner.
But what if what if you tell this other person before you tell your significant other?
Unless it's like some, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say your partner should know first, but there's always going to be some time.
But then,
like
sometimes you need to talk to somebody about a problem.
Yeah.
You need to talk to somebody about a problem before you go to like, you just want a male's perspective sometimes.
Okay.
And if I feel like, okay, I want to tell my boyfriend something, but I don't know how he's going to take it, don't you think you're going to talk to somebody of the opposite sex first to see, like, what it's going to sound like?
If you don't have no male cousin, would you go to them first? Like, I feel like family, male cousins should come before brothers and
well, if you ain't got no male cousins.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would definitely ask my brother before I ask a random guy in the opposite sex.
But see, you're not going to be talking
to me anyway.
I'm not saying talk to no random
and just
guy.
Just waiting for
me on Instagram
and my,
or like
me
no
and the
random
person with to break up. Like, that's all they want. And they want you to get that comfortable with them. You can't give them that. I don't know, man.
I feel like that's a slippery slope. Like, you want some male perspective, but I feel like, you know, you should just trust yourself and, I don't know, talk to your boyfriend about it. I feel like the worst thing is to, like, have somebody else know something about your significant other before you. You know what I'm saying? And to find out about that's, like, that's very really disrespectful and hurtful.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Somebody else said when you question whether or not your significant other would be uncomfortable hearing or reading the conversation. And that goes back to what we said earlier, too.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all very valid points. And I hope those that are listening that are in a relationship take these tips very seriously because, yeah, I think you should. Because sometimes we do a lot of things and are oblivious to what we're doing or who we're talking to or how we're coming across to them. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, sit back and reevaluate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to make sure you know exactly the type of emotional response you're going to get back from what you're saying.
Yeah. Also, like, sometimes people are, okay, I'm not going to put it that way, but sometimes people get mad over stuff that they shouldn't really get mad over. So I think it also has to do with knowing how your significant other responds to stuff. Because, like, you could be over here talking to somebody and thinking you're being completely innocent, but then when, like, if your partner hears about it, it's like, why would you do that? You know, right. So, like, you never really know how they would take whatever this, you know.
But if you're doing it long, you know, like if you're dealing with the same person long enough, then it's like, okay, I know how they would react to this. And they're not going to, you know, like once you get to know the person and get to know like exactly how they was, what they would say to certain things, then it's like, all right, I ain't going to do that. I know she's going to be mad because she's crazy and she'll mm-hmm. kill me. If she, yeah. Check out. Yeah. But okay, I like that little topic. Thank you guys to everyone who sent in their answers and participated. Yay to you. But so what's going on in the world right now, you guys? Do you has anyone heard any updates with what happened with Lamar Odom?
No. Last thing I heard is that he has brain damage.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear that.
That he's still.
So he. Okay. That's really sad.
Yeah.
So
what
anybody
does
know, yesterday, Lamar Odom was reportedly like he was fighting for his life basically after being. He was found unconscious at a Nevada brothel. I think that's how you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And his condition is just basically getting worse and worse. He was in a coma yesterday, I guess, and this morning, I guess, that transferred into... No, he's still in a coma. He's brain dead then, right? He's in a coma and he's using devices, I guess, to help him breathe. He's being treated in Nevada, and allegedly Khloe Kardashian and Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian all came down. Also, Kobe Bryant came down to be by his side. But allegedly, Khloe and Kim have the Keeping Up with the Kardashian cameras rolling right now in the hospital.
Oh, what? No, that's not okay.
But something I saw in response to this was, because a lot of people are making it seem like the Kardashians are the ones that are wrong in this. If anybody, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, basically saying that Lamar Odom has, like, a Kardashian curse, which is why he's where he's at right now. But you guys have to really understand, like, before Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian even got together, he was dealing with a lot, you know? Like, he was already really, you know, showing signs of depression and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lamar Odom, he lost his mother to colon cancer at the age of 12. And, you know, his father was a recovering heroin addict. And he lost his six-month-year-old child in, like, 06 or something. So,
that's crazy. I don't think they have anything to do with his situation right now. I think them bringing cameras over to the thing is not okay. Especially if he wasn't in the show before whatever happened to him happened. Like,
yeah. I feel like there's certain moments, like, should be, like, you know, kept them under wraps. Like, I feel like that's like an instant of privacy. Like, you know, it's not like one of the family members who already signed up ahead of time to be filmed on a show and something happened to them while they're filming. But, like, someone who's outside of that lifestyle now, it's just like, in this most vulnerable moment, not being able to have a say in it or not being like filmed, that's like that.
Exactly. And then I found someone's post, and he basically said to blame this current situation on a Kardashian curse is not on a Kardashian curse is not only ignorant and insensitive, but it also shows how African Americans continue to ignore depression and PTSD within our community. So I thought that was a really good point, because a lot
Does anybody know what actually happened before he was unconscious?
They said, I'm reading something right now, but they said they're checking for drugs and systems. The test results haven't come back yet, and that the doctor said that they didn't find any drugs on him or on his where he was staying at. That he said that he suffered from brain damage and at least one stroke, and is on a ventilator right now.
That's sad.
It is really sad. The only thing I guess we can do right now is just to pray that this ends well, because I would hate for, you know, this to not end well.
Yeah. I saw a post somebody was like, if he died, they do some type of dance. Like, people are so ignorant. That really
something like that. That was
there's
so stupid. They were saying,
going on with this whole situation.
They said that, just some cameras caught up with him a couple of weeks or days ago. And he said something about how he had some inside scoop on Khloe and Kris Jenner, and so that's why.
No, I watched the video of the last interview. He didn't even say anything about anything negative.
I know, that's exactly it. And so I was like, people were saying stuff like, oh, he was going to say something about them, so that's why they drugged him, whatever. And I was like, really, people, like, this guy is, like, depressed and going, and, you know, we don't know what happened, you know, why he is unconscious or whatnot, but from what, you know, we can speculate from before, he's going through a lot, and to, like, use that, and, like, people are so stupid.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, prayers up. Before we end the show, because, you know, Empire comes up. First of all, do you guys even still watch Empire?
I'm over
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, I only watched the first episode of the season. I don't know why, but I haven't really been feeling, like, the need to, like, watch it right away. Like, if there's nothing on TV, I'd probably watch even episode 2 or not, but I don't know. It's not the same, like, oh my gosh, I have to watch it right now feeling that I had last year. I don't know.
It's not good.
Yeah, like, they're trying too hard. They have way too many famous people on there, and I don't know, the storyline is just not as captivating as it was last season.
Okay, I know it was the only one, so now I know I'm not crazy, because I was like, maybe something's wrong with me, but okay. Thanks, guys.
No. I haven't watched the last two episodes, but I was at work, and somebody was like, the episode that came on last week was really good, and that caught everybody's attention again. It wasn't. You got it.
I told you, don't waste your time. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah, I'm not going to catch up with that. But do you guys still, like, catch up with Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder?
Yes. Oh my God. I can't wait to hear that.
First of all, Shonda Rhimes needs to just write Empire. Can she do that?
Right?
You know she has another show coming out? She has, like, two in production. Yeah, she stole another show to ABC and has, like, another one in production, like, two others in production. Like, she's, like, doing her thing for real.
I'm so happy.
She has three shows on ABC back-to-back on Thursday, which is, I feel like, the best set of television.
Yes.
And she has more projects coming up still. Like, I love her. She's, like, the best.
And I really thought How to Get Away with Murder was going to kind of be, like, what Empire is now in this season. Like,
right.
I felt like it didn't have another story. Like, it couldn't have a season 2. But How to Get Away with Murder is so good.
I feel like it's going to have a season 3, and it's going to work out. Like,
definitely. Of course, Scandal is good. But it's already 8:50.
That's live.
And I guess most people do watch Empire, so we don't want to hold you guys any longer. So, of course, I do have a health tip before we go. Okay, so my health tip, I have two health tips. And for the past couple of weeks, well, my last show, and then earlier this year, I was doing a lot of, like, emotional, like, mental health tips. But now I'm back to this fitness kick again. So I have another fitness, I have a fitness tip, a health tip revolving fitness this week. Okay, so people who want to lose weight, hi, friends.
Hey.
My fellow fitness friends who wants to lose weight. The key, like, literally, if you don't do this, you can't lose weight at all. And a lot of people do not know that they have to eat, like, as much protein as you can. Like, it's like a race.
True.
It's like a competition with yourself. You have, like, first of all, I've been to two different nutritionists. I've had one trainer. Like, I think I know a little bit about what I'm really talking about. So, like, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, protein, like, eat, sleep, drink, protein. I'm not even kidding. You can have as much chicken, as much beef, if you eat beef, as much pork, even if you eat pork, as much fish as you want, because it's all protein. Like, protein, you can have as much of this, because you need, like, you literally need it, and if you don't do anything else, just add protein to your diet. So that's one. And then another one, because you guys are my fellow chocolate friends, right? You guys are chocolate friends. And I don't know about you guys, but I always seem to have, like, a sweet tooth. Like, I always, like, I just feel like I need something sweet, like some type of, like, chocolate or ice cream or something, like, really good and sugary. Oh, yeah. So, okay, to crave all of your chocolate worries, so you guys know about almond milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of dark chocolate almond milk?
No.
What? Is this a thing?
So freaking good.
Oh, really? I think I'll try that.
No, like, first of all, it tastes better than chocolate milk, okay? Second of all,
how is that possible?
I'm telling you, it's nothing like I've seen before either. Go to your local grocery store. I swear, it's there. It's going to be there. Once I saw it the first time, I see it every store I go to. I see it in, like, Walmart. I see it in Target. I see it in, like, a Food Lion, Giant. It's everywhere, literally. It's not a secret. But, first of all,